Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We go right now to our Spitzer Acura player of the game, Spitzer Acura in McMurray, and it's Bailey Falter who goes five innings of one run, four hit ball. Bailey, let's make this a every turn in the rotation type of occurrence where you join us in the post-game show, because if we're doing that, it usually means the Buccos are winning. Thanks for stopping by, and congratulations on another really fine outing again.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
So, all right, fastball, maybe not as much against Baltimore, but still, it was a pretty good pitch for you tonight, was it not?
Yes, it was. I mean, this lineup, great lineup over there. Philadelphia is very familiar with me, obviously. So I know it was basically a chess match. Fortunate to lock her right next to Henry Davis. And as soon as I got to the field today, we started hammering the notes and started hammering the scouting report. And that's what we came up with tonight.
He's fairly intense, is he not? Your catcher.
Oh my gosh. He is everything you want and more in a catcher.
Well, the curveball was also a really effective pitch for you, 12 of 17 for strikes, and you were able to get your fair share of swing and miss when you needed. Take me through, in particular, the Trey Turner at-bat. That was a fun 10-pitch battle, and you're able to get one of the really better hitters and better players in the game. Fourth inning, leading off the frame. Just walk me through that, and maybe the satisfaction in some cases that you have in getting your old teammate and a guy that is the status of Trey Turner in an epic battle.
Yeah, no, I mean, don't get me wrong. Trey Turner, he's the real deal, man. He's worth every penny. But like I said, it was a chess match. I feel like we just had to outsmart these guys and ended up the curveball felt great today, and we tended to use it a little bit more. Would like to have a couple pitches back. But, hey, I mean, we got the job done, and we're on to the next now.
Was using more of the curveball a quote-unquote deviation from the game plan tonight?
I mean, I feel like both slider and curveball, like it's pretty fair mix when before I start, like in the meetings and the conferences and stuff like that. But like, we don't really know until I go out to the bullpen and start warming up. And we ended up putting a lot of curveballs in the ground and ended up landing a lot of them. So we just kind of rolled with it. You just got to stick to your strengths, honestly.
Bailey Falter is with us as the Pirates defeat the Phillies tonight 5-2 to go to 10-4 on the year. They even up this four game series here on our post game show. Bailey, I got to ask you about, you know, the satisfaction that you take, right? This is your old team. You had some bumps in the road last year with Philadelphia. You get to start anew in the Pittsburgh organization, and, you know, less than a year later, you get to go back against your old mates, and you come away with the win. So satisfaction level, I would think, is pretty high considering the circumstances.
That is correct, yes, very high. I mean, like I said, again, great lineup over there. They know me to a T, so it's on just outsmarting them, you know. It worked really well. Everything was working. Mixed fastballs really well. Would like to see a little bit of the inner plate, you know, expand a little bit. But I know if I just keep pounding the zone, they'll end up swinging, hopefully put some weak contact onto our marvelous defenders that we had out there tonight.
Bailey Falter with us. Bailey, what have you learned about yourself, and how have you evolved in a Pirates uniform? Because it seems to me that the Pirates are trying to deploy your assets, your pitches, in maybe a little bit of a different fashion than in the past. Am I on the right track there?
You are, yes. Yeah, honestly, after my first start and a little bit in spring, I've just been kind of shying away of, honestly, the player that got me here to the big leagues to begin with. Started switching up some things, started trying to land some more pitches, and just got away from my strengths. So we've been going back to that the last two games, and I have a feeling that it's been working out pretty well, but the job's not done. We're on to the next.
And what do you feel that your strengths are, and what is going to be your recipe for success?
Personally, my strength, I feel with my extension from the left side, kind of a funky delivery, my fastball tends to play a little higher than what the radar gun says. So I know if I could just establish down first and then work up with both two-seam and four-seam, it's going to end up being a pretty good game in our favor.
And that's the perceived velo. You're a big perceived velo guy. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so, hey, sneaky fast, that's what the old school guys would call it. And, hey, you're getting it by, guys. You're getting some really awkward swings, and it's working out. And we wish you all the success as you look to become a mainstay in this rotation. And, hey, Pirate fans will be just fine with that. Bailey, congratulations, and look forward to the conversation next time around in the rotation, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. Let's keep this going.
Yeah, let's do it. Bailey Falter, good guy there, and great answers.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.